Hola, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia. And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners, following our dreams, just striving to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right, and we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
And I was jumping on the waves with Carista, and it was like, oh my God, this is the best ever. We get in the car, we get home. She cries because I woke her up. I was like, I wish I didn't have any kids within like 3 hours.
She stopped me right there. She was like, Brisa, I want you to understand this. I seriously believe that our children choose us and we don't choose our children.
Right.
Your baby chose you to be his mom.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what kind of mom he wanted. And he chose you as his mom.
Oh, that's really nice.
We're all sisters here to inspire, support, and guide each other to dream bigger and to enjoy every moment of this extraordinary journey that is womanhood. ¿Listas?
Here we go.
Super Mamas!
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Super Mamas.
What's up?
Shout out to all our moms who joined us for our first ever Super Mama night out.
Dude, that was so much fun. Like, I don't know. Like, I think this event's kept getting better and better.
I was so happy.
I know,
I was
me
so,
too.
So happy. I mean, granted, the next day I was dying.
Yesterday.
El cuerpo ya no es como era antes.
And I had to go back to my kids that night. Like, I was like, I gotta go, like, be a mom. And the baby had fever that night again. I was like, but it was all worth it.
It was so much fun. So thanks to all the our wonderful host, the beautiful Planta Nursery in Highland Park. If you guys live in Los Angeles or anywhere near Northeast LA, please go visit Planta. It's the cutest nursery. They have
super
such amazing
cute
plants. I was pretending I worked there because I love plants so much. So while we were setting up, people were coming in to buy plants.
I saw you.
And I was totally like, do this. And she was asking me, what else do you guys have? And I'm like, well, we have this. And I was like totally like owning. I felt like the lady from La Casa de las Flores.
Uh-huh.
Victoria, ¿se llama? What's your name?
Virginia.
Virginia. Yeah. I felt like Virginia from Casa de las Flores.
Okay.
No, that's Paulina.
That's me. So somebody asked me. Somebody said, oh, what was your event? And I said, Planta. And I guess they live in Highland Park. And they were like, oh my God, when that place was starting, we thought it was a bar because it looks so cute. I was like, I know, right?
Well,
we turned it into a club.
And it was so funny that people were trying to get into a
right?
party.
I saw that. People were trying to get in. I was like, woo, woo. It was so much fun. My feet were hurting the next day, but we danced so much.
So much fun.
So much fun.
We drank, we danced, we cried.
Aww.
People were like just like making connections. It was so beautiful.
It was so beautiful. Everybody's saying like, you guys should do it every month.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm like, oh, month. Maybe twice a year. I don't know about like every month.
Yeah, but it got me so excited to think about the vision board party.
I know
it's a completely different thing, but we'll see how that turns out. But anyway, shout out to everyone who came out. It was so great. And again, thank you to Planta, to everyone that participated, Baja United Wines. You guys, you know, we've talked about them before on the show, but BajaUnitedWines.com, they deliver Mexican wine to your household. They were there sampling their wines. It was incredible. Brujita Skincare, Isa Candles. Who else was there, Paulina?
Elements, that jewelry line.
Oh, so those earrings
super
I got,
cute.
I can't wait to post them. They're fire.
This amazing restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Galaguetza.
Incredible. I love micheladas.
And Salva Rum.
Oh, my God. We definitely got turned.
Definitely. People were just like taking shots at the end, which was fun.
El Silencio Mezcal.
El Silencio.
Macy's. How can I forget Macy's? You guys, if you guys came to the event and you guys got your beauty box, don't forget that Macy's is doing a giveaway. They're giving away 1 year subscription to Macy's Beauty Box, which is a subscription service. It's a monthly fee and you get a box mailed to your house with all these
so cute
beauty samples that have like 5 to 6 different little things.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at pictures of things that
I
was
know
inside of it. It was looks incredible. And if you post your photo and you use the hashtag Macy's Beauty Box and SM Night Out, they're giving away 3 1-year subscriptions to the Macy's Beauty Box. So shout out to them.
And shout out to Harlow Planning for all her work. Evelyn is so amazing. And Lotus Party Co. with that beautiful balloon garland.
Oh my God. I feel like that balloon garland mate the event.
Yeah,
I like, know. And that's, remember, that's like my theory about a party. I'm like, all you need is one photo op and that makes the party.
Yeah. So I actually told her that I'm having a success birthday party next month. And I told her that I was like, oh, you gotta be there. And I even showed her the picture and she was like, oh yeah, I love it. So we're already talking about colors and things for Christmas.
Oh yeah, I think you have to hire her for it was incredible. You mean, and Planta even they were like, no, we're gonna, I think they kept it for the whole weekend.
Oh, that's so, I mean, it looks super cute, super, super cute. It was amazing. And everybody that went, and I saw people just making new friends.
It was just having great vibes.
So much fun together. I love the live podcast that we had because everybody opened up and we had like great conversations. And Melissa, shout out to Melissa La Popis, because that girl, she is so, so dope. I love her. And all the girls were like super happy that she was there and talking to her.
Yeah, I was really happy too.
She was.
But aside from the social, so I keep calling it the social, aside from the night out, how was your weekend?
Hard. You know, my kids are sick. Well, my baby's still sick. It's been a few days and I thought she was going to be better, but she's had fever since a few days prior to the event. So I was really feeling the mom guilt by leaving her all day. But last night, instead of a fever, she was super cold. Like her whole body was really cold. So that worried me. So I've been checking in on her. She's still kind of under the weather. I'm thinking I'm going to take her back to the doctor today. So hopefully she gets better. But, you know, with having two kids sick, I really realized what a difference it makes.
Yeah.
Because Savina is so vocal, right? And she's like, mommy, my head hurts. My tummy hurts. I'm tired. I want to sleep. I don't want to eat. And Sixta just cries and just like is very down. And I'm just like, tell me what you feel. Tell me where it hurts. And she can't tell me. And it sucks. Like when I took him to the doctor and the doctor was asking Savina, she was responding. But Sixta can't. So it could be a million things.
Yeah.
We don't know what it is. And then, you know, just going out. Yesterday we went out and I told my husband, I'm like, I'm not going out with them three by myself again. It's just so much, you know, I'm trying to like, we're in a nice restaurant. I'm like, pórtate bien, siéntate. And I was just like, no, I can't. I was like, I didn't even really enjoy my dinner because I wasn't really eating. So I was like, yeah, I was just going to order in for the next like year. And then that's it.
Or maybe take one at a time. Go or do it again and just be in the mindset of what's going to happen or just like not care, you know?
And like big, big, big shout out to my brother's girlfriend for taking on the task of staying home with like three kids and two of them were sick. I told Fernando, her brother, today, I'm like, is she ever going to talk to me again? Is she cool? She was like, no. She said it was easy. I'm like, okay. Oh, no. You know what she said? She was like, I feel bad for your sister. She has to put up with this every day. And I was like, dang, I guess. But, you know, it is what it is. She's going to be a year and 3 weeks. So now I'm planning the birthday party.
Who's going to be a year and 3 weeks? Oh, Sixth a then. Year in 3 weeks.
Yes.
I thought she was going to be a year in 3 weeks. I'm like, she hasn't even turned a year.
No, it's going to be a year in 3 weeks.
Awesome. So. I can't wait for your party. You throw the best birthday parties. Best kids' birthday party. So
we're already working on it. The theme.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, finally, Eduardo's going to go to another birthday party.
He's going to go to like a few. Well,
yeah. Well, now is the time where next year I'll do a nice, bigger
party. They both requested birthday parties.
Well, shout out to you, man. I mean, you know, that's what it is being a super mama, you know, like having three children and living that life and still going to the event and still going to, you know, like to dinner. Like that's what it is. And at the end of the day, you know, I don't think that you should, whatever decision that you make, I hope it's not that it's like, oh, whatever other people are thinking, you know? I hope that whatever decision you make on how to parent has to do with like how you feel, you know?
I want to make it easy on myself. Like, it's too much. It's too much stress. And then
and also like, don't feel guilty with like, for example, leaving two at home and just going out with the baby, you know? Like, it's not. Or just taking one at a time or taking two or, you know, I mean, that's why you have three. Pick and choose.
Pick and choose. Anyway.
Well,
So this week on the show, we have Cielo Castro, Chief of Staff to Fairflex, home of the LA County Fair. So Cielo Castro has worked in various governmental agencies for almost two decades, including in President Obama's administration. Yes, Obama with a capital O, from 2009 to 2014. She is currently the Chief of Staff at Fairflex. And in this capacity, she supports the President and CEO, Miguel Santa Anna, in the execution of a strategic plan that will lead the fair into 100 years of fun and entertainment for LA County and the surrounding areas. Part of their vision is to ensure Angelenos continue to visit the fair and create memories that will last a lifetime.
Cielo has a master degree from Harvard and hasn't slowed down since giving birth to her 18-month-old twins. In fact, she took on her new role when her children were only 5 months old. She now manages busy 10 to 12 hour days with mommyhood with the support of her husband. And now her twins are already veterans of the LA County Fair.
Without further ado, here is our interview with Cielo Castro, Chief of Staff at Fairflex.
Hi, Cielo.
Hello.
Hello.
So happy that you're here. Let's jump right into it.
Sure.
How did you get started with Fairflex?
So I guess what's interesting is that I never imagined myself working at the home of the LA County Fair. My background is all in public service. But the boss that I had at the time made a big jump from the city of LA to Fairflex. And so he asked me to join him. And I hesitated because when he asked me to join him, I was 8 months pregnant with twins. And I said, the only thing I can think of right now is the next 3 weeks and having these two babies. So give me 3 months to settle into my new role as a mom, and I will think about it then. But I have zero bandwidth to think about it now.
Did you think everything was going to stay the same?
Yeah. I mean, I just was like, dude.
Like, typical first-time mom, right?
Well, that, and I also, like, I had not been working at the city for that long. And so I thought, like, I had this whole five-year plan at the city.
Right.
And he's like, oh, I'm leaving. And I was like, dude, I've been here a year. I'm pregnant. Like, this isn't the plan.
You are messing with my plan.
Yeah, I totally mess with my plan. So I went on maternity leave. I had already planned on taking a 6-month maternity leave. And so, but I said, give me 3 months.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, I figured most people take 3 months per baby.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's true.
This is going to be likely my only pregnancy, 2-for-1. So I was like, well, 3 months for each kid, 6 months. And then luckily
I like your brain already.
Yeah.
And, I have a great boss. And so he encouraged me to take as much time as I needed. So we had planned for 6 months. And then that's when a couple months into my planning for that, he surprised me with the news he was leaving. So, literally 3 months after
the kids were born.
I worked at the city for my current boss.
Okay.
On March 1st, so the babies were born December 10th, and on March 1st, which in his mind was 3 months, he called me to say, are you ready to talk now? So that's how I ended up at Fairflex.
Oh my God. Wait, but let's back up, because I know you worked with the wonderful Mr. President.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Can you just tell us how amazing he is real quick before we move into something else?
Because we miss him.
I just want to.
Oh, God.
I just want to pretend that he's still around.
I know. So I worked for the Obama administration. I have.
I mean, not like that.
I know. Right before I say yes, I have. But you know, I worked for a department, so it's a little bit different than working in the White House.
Just like kind of like you just like kind of like walk by and like
yeah, you're just like in awe, right?
Yeah,
it was really incredible. And I, you know, full disclosure, I was ready for Hillary in 2008. So it was the night after she conceded at the DNC. Mm-hmm. It was when I was in grad school. And so I like cried that night. And then the next day when he accepted the nomination for the Democratic Party, I just remember it was when I was in grad school, just looking at the screen and like, you know, crying. I had cried the night before, you know, sorrowful tears. And then the next night, really happy tears. And I said, I think I could work for him.
Yeah.
And so that was at the second semester of my grad school. So I pivoted.
From Harvard?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Let's back up a little bit more. and just say, where did you graduate?
A Latina in Harvard getting her master's, no big deal.
No big deal. Harvard,
so, Obama. When you say getting my master's, Jesus. You should just say, so I was in Harvard. Why would you even say getting my master's?
I just, you know, grad school.
You could just say, like, just so when it. I was
trying to avoid the H-bomb.
Why? Know? Girl, if I would have gone to Harvard, I would have said,
hi, my name is Paulina. I went to Harvard.
Part of my general introduction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will be in your intro today.
So you met him. But yeah, so I was there and I completely kind of changed what I thought I wanted to do after grad school and said, I want to work for the administration. And so I did everything. I had lived in D.C. and worked in D.C. before after undergrad. And so I basically like called everybody I knew in D.C. and said, how can I get a job in the administration? And so as luck would have it, I was able to get a job at the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development working for a kick-ass Latina from L.A.
Oh.
So she used to be the general... Her name is Mercedes Marquez.
Okay.
She used to be the general manager of the housing department in L.A. And she's originally from the Bay Area, but came to L.A. for undergrad at USC and has made her career here.
All these Mar Latinas, ya ves?
Oh, my God. Yeah. And you so...
see? We're not rapists and murderers.
Certainly not.
We're getting master's degrees in Harvard's.
So I worked for her, and Mercedes was a Senate-confirmed appointee of the president. And so I was, you know, a couple layers down from President Obama, but it was certainly exciting and very fast-paced and very
How
high
fun.
Demand. Of course, it was all before I had kids, so it was totally doable.
What a fun experience to have. So, okay, look, I don't want to talk about Obama entire time because we definitely can.
We definitely can.
So then fast forward, now you're working for the city, and now you're working for Fairplex, and now you have two kids.
Yes.
How old were your kids? Did you end up taking the 6-month leave?
I did. Okay. So I actually ended up taking 7 months.
Oh, good for you.
So I ended up kind of having that extra transition time because I ended up leaving the city, and then I had another month. I took another month before I went to start working for Fairplex.
It's amazing.
It was.
Tell me. What is life with twins? Because I'm always in awe of, like, if it's hard as it is already with one kid, how do you even do two kids? I can't even.
So I think I have to say I'm really lucky for two reasons. One is I don't know any better. I had two the first time, so I don't know what it would be like to have a singleton. The other thing that's really awesome is that my husband is a twin. And his siblings are twins.
What?
So he's an identical twin. He's an identical twin brother, and his siblings are boy-girl twins. And so all he knows is twins.
Wow.
And so that really has helped us kind of navigate the crazy.
Wow. Do you have boys, girls?
We have a boy and a girl. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah. So Tomás That's Antonio perfect. And Adelina Azalea.
That is so
y Tomasa good. Antonia.
I know. That's amazing. Yeah. And then, so tell me how you did the whole transition into, like, working, the twins, home, like...
Yeah. So I had been really used to being super focused on my career. Mm-hmm. And so making the decision to want to have children, which my husband and I did for a really long time. And so the process to actually get pregnant, be pregnant with twins was really exciting. And so with the big transition, so I basically had two huge transitions. One was becoming a mom and becoming a mom of twins. And then the second was changing jobs and changing fields.
Completely.
So, you know, the 7 years before grad school, I had worked in and around politics. I worked for associations of elected officials. It's not directly for them, but with them. And then after grad school, I'd worked in and around politics and public policy and with elected officials directly. And so going from that space to the LA County Fair, was it rough? because it's an event space. And so, and I produced.
But it's still very fast paced.
Oh, super fast paced. Yeah. And I was used to events because in other jobs, I've put on a lot of events. I put a lot of conferences, a lot of kind of special events around politics. But going to an event space where the business of the organization is putting on 500 year-round events, including our marquee event, the LA County Fair, was a huge shift. And so going from public policy, affordable housing, community development to a mission of helping people have fun has been a really big shift. So both of those things happening at the same time was a little bit rough. I think I'm finally like coming right. out of it.
But has motherhood helped you? You know, now that you have your kids, you're like, oh, this is, you know, because as a mom after,
oh, yeah.
now you're like, how can I have fun with my kids? So having kids help you in your new field?
Oh, yeah. I'm super sensitive to moms and kids and what we need to do as Fairplex to be more mm-hmm. accommodating to families and to small children. So last year was my first fair, and the first thing I did when I did the grounds tour and the lead up to fair was ask where the nursing room was.
Right.
Because I was a nursing
Thank
mom.
Thank you.
For that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, it was hard, and they did the best they could last year, but, you know, it was like a month before fair. So this year, I'm really pleased to say that our creative director has created a really beautiful nursing space underneath our grandstand with rocking chairs.
And that's because of you?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I thought it was, you know, I have an office. I can close the door. I can pump. I'm comfortable. But not everybody has that luxury. And right. especially if you want to encourage people with young children to come to the fair, you know, somebody who has a 5-year-old may also have an infant. And so how do you make that a comfortable environment
for yes, them?
So that definitely. Was really important to me. And I think that carries through in my role with the staff. And so we haven't had a lactation room available. And so making sure that that's part of our policies for our staff is also really important to me.
That happens when you're a mom. When I had my son, mm-hmm. the first thing I did was to put a changing table in the man's bathroom. yeah. That was yes. like the first thing I did when I came back to work. I was like, why don't we have a changing table in the man's bathroom? Like, why set up to yes. us? That was yes. the first thing I said we should do here. So very I want to talk about just like your scheduling. I think like, that's one thing as moms, like, mm-hmm. you know, moms who work in a corporate environment or have, you know, 10 to 12 hour days. Are there mm-hmm. certain things that you do to help you save time or some hacks or tips or maybe just walk us through a typical week that you mm-hmm. have? Like, how do you plan your week? How do you plan schedules for your kids? Mm-hmm. Like, do you have in-house daycare? Like, tell us everything because I think every mom right now is going to need a little bit of that information. Mm-hmm.
So I have to say that my husband and I are incredibly blessed. Like I said, I have a very supportive boss. And one of the decisions in making the transition from working for the city in public service in government to going to work for Fairplex was a conversation about who would take care of our children.
Right.
When I worked at City Hall, they were on the waiting list for the daycare downstairs. It would be easy access for me. It'd be the same drop-off spot. So we had the whole plan figured out. And of course, like I said, my boss threw a curveball there. But the best thing about the curveball was that my husband was able to take a leave of absence from work. And so has been home with the babies for the last year.
Oh, that's great.
So incredible.
Yes.
And so that's every mom's dream.
Yeah. So wait, I took
does he have dinner ready for you too when you get home?
No. I'm like, dude, you're not like a full 100% like mom level because no. But he takes care of my kids, you know? Yeah, I mean, and there's two of them.
Yeah,
you know,
so. Yes,
yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah, no, I totally.
I hope he listens to this.
I think about that in the back of my mind.
You know, like, I hope he listens to this. And, you know, dude, take some cooking classes.
With the kids. He cooks for them. So that's the most important
thing. Oh, okay,
he cooks
for them. Does he make lunch for you?
Occasional smoothies.
No, I'm just. This is
hashtag make smoothies for
hashtag me joking, not joking.
Yeah, totally, totally. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm going to have to out you in this podcast a little bit because that real people ask me all the time, like, so how do you do it? And I'm like, that's my big secret is that my husband has taken the time to be with our kids, and
that's
so
amazing.
I can't say how amazing it is because you know we were both home the first 2 months that the babies were born because we knew that with twins. It's like all hands on deck.
Yeah.
And then my mom actually moved in with us for the first 6 weeks too. Because incredible. I mean, oh my God, two babies at once.
Thank God
the
for
first
moms.
6 weeks were just like a blur of crazy and almost killing my mom and my husband.
and myself.
Yeah, I mean, it was rough.
It is.
So coming out of the blur of the first 6 weeks, and being able to have the conversation with my spouse when my boss made me the offer about like, hey, so this means, you know, we've always talked about how important it is to have a parent at home with our future children.
Right.
We actually have the chance and ability to do that. So it was a lot of soul searching for both of us, right? It's a huge culture change. It's a huge role change. You know, a lot of really interesting conversations with our families. But, you know, but we're doing it. And it's been really awesome, I think, for both of us. It's been really incredible. So he was home the first 2 months, and then I stayed the additional 5 months at home for my full 7 month leave. And then I started working on July 5th, and that's when he started his extended paternity leave.
That's great. Was it, I mean, I just find it very interesting what you were saying about interesting conversations with your family and how culturally challenged that is. Can you share with us a little bit more on that? And how did your, what did your family say? And how did you guys?
And how did you and your husband come out? Like, you know, is your husband Latino?
He is. He's a Tejano. So third generation.
Okay.
Texan.
You know, same thing.
Difference, you know.
Same thing. Same thing. Texas. But what I mean is like how, you know, maybe there are relationships right now happening that someone's listening to that. Maybe there's something in your husband that maybe like he kind of wants to, but there's like, no, but what is your family going to think?
What are they going to say?
You know, that's such a huge part of our culture.
It's a struggle. Oh, it's like totally we live in this machismo culture that it's like, but the man has to be the provider and the man has to do this and the man. And I'm sure there's a lot of families that stop their dreams, that stop taking that next step because of that same reason.
Yeah. So I think that's what's been really interesting. And I can tell you the initial, we had a lot of internal, you know, conversations just between the two of us before we were ready to kind of go public. Right. Yeah. And so we did it right before, basically almost right before I went back to work. And, you know, we were very solid on our message about how important it was for one of us to be home with our kids. And that given the financial circumstances that one of us was going to be Jesse. My conversation, I'm the oldest of three girls. And so, and we're very traditional in our birth order by the book, you know. And so when I told my parents, I was expecting support. And my husband laughs at me after. He's like, hello, they're still like traditional parents. You know, my parents are immigrants. And so, you know, my dad said, you know, I wish I made enough money so that you could stay home.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit, dad, like, that's not why you sent me to Boston University. That's not why I went to Harvard. Yeah. Like, isn't this the best thing for us? Like, aren't you happy one of us is able to stay home? So that was his initial, first thing he said. And I was wow. And my mom, you know, it was really rough for her because I think, you know, for Latina moms, for her to see how supportive Jesse was those first 6 weeks and how it was all hands on deck, she was really impressed by him. She's like, wow, he's not like a typical father. Mm-hmm. He's so engaged. He does everything. He changes diapers, gets bottles ready, like does whatever it takes to help. I was like, oh, there's two babies. Like there's no choice here. There's no taking turns. It's everybody on all the time. And so she was already impressed by that, you know, from him. And so she wasn't surprised, but she was a little bit taken aback. Mm-hmm. And I think the hardest one, funny enough, was my hairdresser. She said the thing. She said the thing that I think a lot of women my mom's generation were thinking.
Yeah.
Do you trust him?
Yeah.
And I was like, he's their father. Like, he's literally the only other person I trust.
Yes.
But, you know, for people to say that to you, it's really painful.
It's just, I think it's a cultural thing, you know, when they say, oh, you know, the dad helps me a lot. But he's not helping me. Like, he's not like doing me a favor. Like, this is what we do. He's the other parent.
Yes.
But I think in our culture, it's like, well, the mom is like the 100% and the dad is just like side support.
Oh, yeah. And it's like he gets extra credit if he changes the diaper. And I'm like, dude, it's his job. He's a dad.
Yeah. It's a cultural thing. I know. He's like, oh, my God, he helps a lot. Yeah. He should help a lot.
Yeah.
But so, not every partner feels like
that. Not every partner feels that way. So, yeah, we're definitely blessed to be able to have done that, at least for our goal was to do
You're
it.
You're a third guest that their third guest.
Yeah, I think
that
so.
That has that. And it's just so incredible. I mean, I think that secretly that's what every woman really wants. When was this? Like a month ago. Mm-hmm. I made dinner for my family, but I made like really like a, well, my friend was over and I made like a 4-course meal and my husband went to put the baby to bed and I was like, oh, typically like if I cook, he washes dishes, you know, mm-hmm. we go back and forth. Mm-hmm. But this time I was like, I'll just clean everything, you know, and I picked it up. I washed all, I mean, I cleaned the kitchen. And I was like one of the first times in a long time that I had mm-hmm. done the full thing, mm-hmm. like cook and clean and do it. Mm-hmm. And I was so exhausted at the end. Mm-hmm. And then I said to myself, I don't know why this came to mm-hmm. my head. Okay. People don't think I'm weird, but I was thinking about it and I was like, oh, this is why slavery existed. Like when back in the day, people had slaves because people who were, you know, quote unquote rich didn't want to do this job. So they mm-hmm. had a slave, right?
Yeah.
They would pay nothing. And then once what slavery was abolished, what happened? They gave the job to the women. Mm-hmm. And the women mm-hmm. had to do this as well. It's like, this is freaking hard.
It is.
I'm doing labor. Like, los hombres se pusieron vivos.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, se pusieron vivos and they're like, okay, let the women have this job. And I'm like, when are we going to take our job? When are we going to take our, flip it around? And be like, sorry, this is like a man's job. This is labor.
It's labor, man. It's intense.
It is labor. It's intense. Yeah. It's a lot of work.
Anyway, that's how my brain works. Yeah.
Well, we were always, I mean, we met in college. So we're college sweethearts. So what I tell people about our relationship is that we grew up together. We became adults together. Mm-hmm. And so I think for us, that's really influenced our relationship, right? Because we've helped each other and seen each other grow up. And so we've always been very equitable in kind of all of the household tasks. We do fall into like traditional gender roles. Like he takes care of the car stuff. He takes out the trash. Yeah, I like to cook, so I cook, but he does the dishes, you know. And I think the big shift with becoming parents was, you know, the conversation, because we had twins, that there's no roles. It's like everybody has to do whatever it takes to get these mm-hmm. kids to survive the first year of life. And now, you know, we were joking earlier about like, does he have dinner when you come home? And no, because, you know, it's hard. It's hard to take care of two kids at once, especially now that they're active toddlers. You know, he has to make sure that they're safe and not jumping off of things and not scratching each other and, you know, all of those things.
Eating their own poop.
You know, but
that's what happened to me. My baby ate her own poop.
Yeah, but I appreciate the fact that he's been willing to take on the primary caretaker role. You know, that's not to say, you know, just a couple of nights ago, actually, I was super frustrated because I think he was watching TV. And, you know, at the end of the day is when you have to do all the catch-up stuff, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So I did two loads of laundry. I folded all their clothes. I put all their clothes away. And I was like, dude, this guy's still watching TV. you know, and then after he realized, like, where were you the last 30 minutes? And I was like, I was putting away all their clothes. but, you know, I was a little bit frustrated, you know, but he really is doing the day in and day out work of taking care of our kids. And so that is something that I cannot put a price tag on.
And I think the key to any relationship, right, mm-hmm. is not keeping tag on things. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's the key to any relationship. Mm-hmm. And that's, we all fall into that, you know? And that's a most of a constant, like, every single day battle. Like, what do you mean? But I made breakfast yesterday.
But I did this.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, but I did pick up and drop off yesterday. Like, then that means that. Don't you today do that too? You know what I mean? Like we always go through that and we should not.
And we can't. I mean, it's just, you know, we have to, each of us has our role to play at any given time. And mm-hmm. so I think our role is to support each other in doing that in the best way that we can. So
that's for sure.
Do you then suffer? I mean, I think we all suffer from mom guilt. I think mm-hmm. we talk about that on the show mm-hmm. all the time, but why do you keep going? Like, what is it that you're like, you know what, I'm gonna put my mom guilt aside and I love my job is what I'm gonna do. But like, what is that kind of that, what's that drive, where does that come from that you say to yourself, you know, this is, yes, I'm a mom, but I am also mm-hmm. this.
Yeah, I think just like I said, growing up, oldest daughter, immigrant parents, the ganas to want to achieve something was ingrained in me. And, you know, my husband kind of jokes about it, like, oh, you still have your parents in your head. And I'm like, you know, my parents were in my head when I got to college. After that, everything I've done is for me. Like, those are the goals that I set out for myself. Certainly, they're built on the foundation my parents set in me. But, you know, what's really interesting is that I remember very clearly two weeks after we took the babies for their 2-week checkup, we were driving home and I told my husband, I said, I miss work. And he, not surprised, no flinching, no surprise. He's like, I know, it's going to be okay. And, you know, and what's funny is we got home, my mom was waiting for us And she asked Jesse that evening, ¿No extrañas el trabajo, Jesse? And she didn't ask me.
Yeah.
And I looked at Jesse like, please don't out me to my mother. And he just looked at me and he said, no, para nada.
But she does.
Yeah. I was like, oh, thank God, he didn't out me.
Because you're supposed to want to stay at home.
I'm supposed to want to stay at home. And I'm not going to lie. I mean, the first few weeks of leaving them after being home for 7 months was really hard. You know, I remember. And now that they're kind of more aware, right, there's days that are harder, you know, when I'm driving away. And it's cute because they always know when I'm leaving, when I put my – I always – wear a cardigan or a blazer, and so when they see me put that on, they start waving. Like, that's their sign that they know that I'm leaving for the day. And so they're certainly in the last few weeks, like as we gear up for fair and as my days get a little bit longer, it is harder to leave them. But I think for me, being able to show them what women can do and being an awesome role model for my daughter and for my nieces and even for my sisters, you know, has been really amazing. And I think that's what keeps me going, because for me, being that mom that is, you know, we can't do it all, but being able to do what I can do is really important for me to set that example for my children. For Adelina, especially, obviously, because I'm a girl and I have two sisters and I went to an all-girl high school. So that woman power thing is very strong with me. Mm-hmm. But for my son, you know, to understand that men can be gentle and men can be kind and that men can be caretakers and that women can do amazing things just like men can is really important for me, too, for him to see that.
That's amazing. The example you're setting for him, too. That's true.
And the high expectations for the wife.
That's true.
I know.
I have three girls too, so I don't know about that, but she's always saying that.
Yeah, I do.
More importantly.
You're already thinking ahead, man.
Yeah, she has a whole plan.
I haven't had those thoughts yet.
I do.
She has a whole plan already.
I do. I saw this movie. What movie was I watching? I think it was 16 previews, and they were like, it was a preview of this movie, and the parents met the girlfriend. And the girlfriend's parents passed away. And the mom of the son was like, oh, honey, I've been praying for a wife without parents so I can have you guys all by myself.
And you were like, that's me.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's right.
And I'm like, oh, that kind of sounds strategy. Like a good idea.
Good strategy.
Kill the parents.
Yeah, I do have to say we're a little lucky because my in-laws are in Texas, right? So my parents do get, you know. They get us and the kids.
It's horrible.
So,
No, I'm not killing any parents. I promise you guys. Okay. Well, why don't we take a break and we come back. We do a Super Mom Pick a Tip of the Week, but more importantly, let's talk about the LA County Fair. We'll be right back.
Hey, Super Mamas. Paulina and Brisa here. We just want to remind you to rate and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher. Follow us on Spotify, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, have you seen us rocking our Super Mama swag? Well, we want you to join in. Use promo code SMPODCAST at checkout on supermamas.com/swag for 15% off your next order. Again, that's code SMPODCAST on supermamas.com/swag for 15% off. Now back to the show. We're back. With our Super Mom Pick a Tip of the Week. Cielo, I'm going to go ahead and assume that your pick is going to be a visit to the LA County Fair. You can have a separate pick too.
Oh, I had a separate pick all lined up.
We are going to have another one.
Okay.
But I wanted to talk about the LA County Fair.
Yes.
How long have you been working on this, by the way?
So it's a year round. So literally once the fair ends, we start working on the next year's fair.
Oh, wow. Crazy.
Yes. Yeah. The real.
We should be about the social.
The real ramp up, of course, is like now. Uh-huh. You know, now is when you start seeing things come up. But
so when does it open in stores?
August 31st is the opening day of the LA County Fair, and it runs August 31st through September 23rd.
And it's at the Fairplex, and where is the Fairplex
in
located?
Proudly located in the city of Pomona.
That's where, isn't that where Jessica Alba is from?
She is.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. And there's, I heard an astronaut this morning, Victor, oh my God, of course I forgot his last name. It'll come to me. I was excited he was from Pomona.
Was the area code?
909. Proudly repping the 909 and the IE.
Do you live close to there, or like is your commute long?
I do not, actually. I live in Eagle Rock.
Oh, we're neighbors.
Oh, so I'm in Eagle Rock. I'm in the Eagle Rock Neighborhood Council, but I have a 90042.
Wait, you're in the neighborhood council too?
No. My husband is. Oh, that's okay. Why I know that I'm in Eagle Rock.
Okay. I was like, how do you?
No, there's no way.
But, I was a city planner and I had to quit after I had my kid because I was like, I just can't.
Yeah. So, but we live in the 90042. So we're right on the border of Highland Park and Eagle Rock. I am on the Housing Authority Commission,
oh,
though.
Oh my gosh. Have the twins been to the fair place?
Yeah, they have. They came out last year. It was my first fair. It was their first fair. It was my husband's first fair because it was my first fair as staff. I went when I was a kid and when I was in high school. It was my husband's first time at the LA County Fair, which was interesting for him coming from Texas where they like to do everything big. And for the kids, it was really, you know, they were little at the time. They were 9 months. And so everything was just like, big. I'm demonstrating big wide eyes that you cannot see in studio. But big wide eyes. Everything was like, oh, very colorful, very bright, very loud. And I got them, of course. My tradition is going to be buying them whatever the yearly fair shirt is. So they had their fair swag with the Thumber, our mascot, for their first LA County Fair. And it was cool. It was cool to see them be a part of it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that I'm actually really excited about in this job is seeing them grow up with the fair.
Oh, that's so fun.
And then this is the first time ever that the fair has a theme.
Yes. Get your kicks.
Let's talk about it. Because I saw some things that I was just like, I'm looking forward to.
Yes. Get your kicks at the LA County Fair. And so we're really embracing our home, one in Pomona, two in LA and Southern California, and three along Route 66. So we are really excited about what that theme means to Southern California, what kind of, you know, tying it to the United States, which is pretty cool. And so our president and CEO actually drove Route 66 from Chicago to LA as part of our marketing campaign. So it was a huge social media thing. He had a blast. We were, you know, freaking about how to cover it. But he had a great time.
I love Chicago.
Yeah, I love Chicago too.
It's so beautiful.
That's where my husband's twin lives. Really? Great food in Chicago. My boss, we had to plan his road trip. I mean, we had the stops, the historic stops, but it was also all about food and coffee. He's a big coffee guy. And so we had to find like cute coffee places along the route. So now he knows all about food and coffee along Route 66. But the way that we're bringing it to the fair is all of the stops that he stopped at along the way are the stops that are literally being recreated at the fair.
Oh, wow.
And so so one of our exhibits is going to be called the Mother Road, and it will feature stops from all 8 states along Route 66. So you'll be able to see Cadillac Ranch from Texas. You'll be able to see Wrigley Field from Chicago. Wow. You'll get a glimpse of LA. I'll let you be surprised see it for yourself. And one of the cool things about being where we are, right at the border of LA County and the IE, we have recreated the Mount Baldy Drive-In Theater, which was in Laverne. Mm-hmm. It's been torn down like many of our drive-ins. So we've rebuilt the drive-in and we'll actually be showing movies up on the hill.
That's so cool.
How long is the fair for? So August 31st through
September 23rd. And one of the cool things that we're really excited about. So one
is it Monday through Sunday?
It's Wednesday through Sunday.
Okay.
Except for opening weekend, which is Friday through Monday, because Monday's Labor Day.
Got it.
So after that, it's closed on Mondays and Tuesdays, except for Labor Day.
Got it.
But one of the things that we really heard last year that we got a lot of feedback on was the cost. How can you expect families to come to something that may be out of reach, out of pocket? Mm-hmm. And so there's always been kind of special exhibits where you have to pay a premium to get in. And so this year we've eliminated that. And so the area where the Mother Road exhibit will be used to be an exhibit that would cost an additional $5 to get in. And so now there's no extra fees for any of the exhibits that we're putting together that are featuring our theme.
And everything is $6.60.
And then we have a special $6.60 menu. And so that was the other feedback in terms of value. You know, the food, if you're
$6.60 to get in.
It's $6.60 to get in on LA County Day. That's a special deal for LA County residents on September 2nd.
Got it.
And then there's also a special deal representing, because we want to represent the 909, a special deal for residents of the IE on Monday, September 3rd. And that's also a 660.
Amazing. And we'll link all of this info on supermamas.com.
Great. And then we also are doing a special 660 value menu. So we've partnered with all of our vendors to not only embrace our theme of Route 66, but also to embrace the fact that we want to provide our guests value. And so each of our concessionaires developed a unique product to feature as part of our $6.60 menu. So you'll see what that is. They'll have a special sign that kind of shows like, oh, we're sponsoring, you know, we're supporting the Route 66 thing with our $6.60 value meal item, but it's going to be really good stuff. So I've had a chance to look through the menu. I try to watch my calories leading up to fair because I, you know, gotta have my fair food. Yes. But there's going to be like a fry bread taco. There's going to be the,
I've heard
a lot of
so many things about the food.
Yes. The food is
I'm assuming it's going to be great coffee if the CEO.
The plug for the coffee, Mi Cafecito. They're a Latina and Latino owned coffee place out in Pomona. So there are kind of our exclusive coffee vendor in an area of the fair that we call Mi Poco LA. And so that's Mi Poco stands for the Pomona Arts Collective. Uh-huh. And so we're featuring two vendors that are based out in Pomona. So one is Mi Cafecito and the other one is Dia de los Puercos, which moved out.
Oh, right. Yes. Yes. I love them. They're great.
So they moved actually from West Covina. They had such a great following and kind of presence at last year's fair that they've actually moved their restaurant to Pomona.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are the two kind of featured places.
How
there.
How big is this space?
It is 487 acres.
What?
487 acres hosting Jesus. 500 year-round events. We have enough space to park 30,000 cars.
How big is your team to produce all this?
So that's what's really interesting. So year round, we're like a small and nimble team. It's 100 people full time year round. During fair time, we grow to 800 or 900. So we hire 800 people in the leading up to fair and through the run of fair. And then our vendor partners also do a lot of hiring. So it's about 3,000 jobs.
Wow,
God bless that's your husband. Amazing.
I know.
That's what my mom says.
You know, I've never been to the fair.
Never?
I've never been to the fair.
You're an LA County gal?
Yeah, you know, it's just, the last year I was pregnant. The year before I had, like, baby.
Yeah, dude.
You always gave yourself excuses.
And no, but, you know, I'm really happy to hear that now it's more, like, family-friendly, like, baby-oriented. Because sometimes that's what I think. I'm like, I'm going to drive over there and I'm going to be there. I have to be there, like, a whole day. And... you know, just looking at pictures of my friends, like with the sun before and things like that. I was like, I don't know if I can do that, you know, with the little kids. Yeah. But now, thank God you're on board and now you've made it more like mom friendly. And I'm like, I'm definitely going to take them because I know that I have a lot of friends that do it more like get together with girlfriends and
they go on
date night, you know. But I'm really looking forward to taking my kids because I know they're going to be like, what is this? It's like a big Disneyland.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a kind of a down home Disneyland. And I think one of the things that was really important to us was kind of really focusing on our guests. So seeing, you know, because there was three of us that were new to Fairplex last year. So that's my boss, Miguel Santana.
Who's the CEO.
Who's the present CEO. Myself as chief of staff. And then we have our senior vice president of create programming and marketing, Lucas Rivera, who used to be the head of Grand Park. So all the programming at Grand Park was Lucas. And so for the three of us to kind of see the fair, and Lucas also has small children. So seeing it from our perspective, you know, really focusing on our guests has been a big shift internally. And so we are rolling out a whole new guest relations program. We're really training all of our staff, our full-time staff, and also all of the people that we're bringing on seasonally with that guest experience in mind. Yeah. And as part of that, we really, you know, I mentioned the nursing stations. We're adding seating all across the grounds. We're adding shading all across the grounds. Yay. We're adding cooling areas all across the grounds because we're doing everything we can to promote the fair. The one thing we can't control, of course, is the weather.
Yeah.
And it can be hot. And so whatever we can do to kind of mitigate and manage that, we're really making all our efforts to do that.
That is great. I'm so looking forward to go. And I know that part of the 660 menu, it's mac and cheese. And my kids are going to be...
Well, it's not just mac and cheese.
No, I know, but I saw one.
Let me tell you, we have this vendor whose fabulous name is Chicken Charlie. He's also an immigrant from Armenia.
Chicken Charlie.
Well, it is mac and cheese in a waffle cone with buffalo chicken. On the 660 menu, Chicken Charlie.
What? See, that's for me, and then my kids would just have you
guys
like...
How do you guys have... Is your map on an app?
Yeah, so we actually have a Fairplex app you can download now, and it'll be, I think on Monday is kind of the relaunch of all of the fair attractions. So you'll be able to find our vendors on there. You'll be able to find important things like where the bathrooms are, where guest services are, where all the attractions are, and where the kid-centric activities are. And so beyond what, I've talked about for moms, there's like other activities that kids will love. We have a space, one of our spaces in partnership with the Natural History Museum, we're bringing something called the Rock Candy Museum to one of our exhibit halls. And so that's all about rocks and candy, because that is a huge part of Route 66. All of the roadside stands that sell rocks and candy. And so I can't tell you how excited I was when I got my little preview last week driving the grounds. The smell of candy when I walked into that exhibit hall, I was like so excited. There's going to be a life-size Candyland board that kids can play with. And, you know, and all of this stuff.
I want to go already.
Yeah, and all of those activities are part of... They're all going to be part of your fair experience.
Can you do the fair in a day, or you have to go multiple days, you think?
To make a weekend out of it.
To see it all... I would make a weekend out of it. Yeah. We also have a hotel on campus, the Sheraton Fairplex, that offers a great rate during the fair time. And it's actually really nice. And that's one of the ways that I managed it last year was the days that I knew I would have a lot of activity, I got a room at the Sheraton, my husband and the kids came out. So they had an extra space, you know, to if they needed to really cool down, if they needed kind of that downtime, nap time, whatever
that
it was.
That is a great
tip. We had the Sheraton there. So for us, that's the way that we were able to manage it since I was there all day.
Right, right.
You know, we do have, you know, one of the things that we're featuring on our website is kind of itinerary. So if you have 3 hours, if you have 1 day, if you have 2 days, if you have a date night in mind, if you have a family time in mind.
Yeah, because it's not just for moms. We have a lot of non-mom listeners too. I know we're talking all about kids, but
girls
night
out.
That is sounds like a really great
fun.
Like date night or just out with the girls.
Yeah. One of the things I'm really excited about taking off my mom hat is an exhibit that we're calling Alt 66. And so one of the unique things about Fairplex is we're actually the home of the original LA County Museum of Art, which is the Millard Sheets Art Center. So we have our own gallery and museum space on campus. This year, we partnered with, I believe, 12 artists to create interactive art installations that explore the alternative side of Route 66. So that's not, you know, that could be good and bad. And so one of the things that we embraced as part of that was something that's called the Green Book, which is, it was kind of like the Lonely Planet guide for African Americans during the Jim Crow era. So places where it was safe to eat, sleep, and drive through, you know, sundown towns to avoid. Wow. And so that's part of the exhibit. You know, there's all this great Americana about Route 66, but there was also an underside of it, right, for people of color. So acknowledging that and creating art. And creating art installations for that. There's pop culture there, too. There's some really fun, like, Instagrammable moments that are going to be set up there for our guests at the Millard Sheets. And it also, the final exhibit there I'm really excited about features L.A., right, as the final destination of Route 66 and the Santa Monica Pier. But it embraces L.A. as it is in reality, right? So you have... female surfers featured, you have a family scene featured, and you also have homelessness because guess what? You know, you go Sunset Boulevard, so that is part of LA. Yeah. And so I think it'll be really interesting, some good conversation starters, but that's something that I'm really excited about to feature the Alt 66 exhibit.
That's amazing. I just realized how ignorant I was about the fair.
Me too.
You know, because I just thought it was like a fair. You know,
I mean, the carnival is huge,
it's
right?
Cute, but like
the carnival,
but it's
only
all
one part.
It's only one part. Aspect of it. I'm like, that is. I'm actually thinking
also
about the hotel.
If you're out of town for you to like come down for.
I think that's something that we're really excited about, to showcase the best of Southern California.
Yeah.
And so we've really partnered with other parts, other institutions in SoCal to bring a taste of them to the fair, because not everybody can go to LACMA, not everybody can go to Natural History Museum.
Yeah. And so it's affordable.
Yeah, and we're bringing exhibits from these places to the fair. And so one of our partners this year is the Discovery Cube, which is a children's museum. Wow. So Discovery Cube of LA is doing...
My God. I mean, yes. No, and honestly, the value that you're giving for the prize...
For
It's like, so it's how much amazing.
Is it to get in? So the weekday price is $14, okay. And the weekend price is $20 for wow. an adult. And so, and then kids under five are free.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, kids under five. And there's so yeah. many wow. ways.
No, this no, because, you know,
we have great season yeah. pass packages.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah,
still no, available. This is great because, you know, as a mom or a family, mm-hmm. you always think like now going to family the movies. I'm a family of five, girl. no, going to the movies is so expensive.
Cheap, it's not cheap.
It's cheaper to go to the fair than to go to the movies, guys. For real. You guys should go to the fair.
And, the not even, and more to no, do. More
now,
to see.
Now I have to like really see every day. I'm like, oh, today's $5 movies. Let's go.
Yeah,
because yeah. it's, you know, with five kids, it's a lot. Thank God for the Lake County Fair. Thank you,
Sienna. It's true.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Let's take one more break and then really come back with a tip. Because I was not expecting the fair. honestly, I thought it was
like, I haven't even talked about the animals. In the-
there's animals?
Is there a zoo? Is there like a bear zoo?
So there's two animal-centric things. So one, we
Wait,
have
what?
Exotic animals. We have an area called Mojo's Lagoon. So kids get to see up front and personal some exotic animals. So that's really exciting.
Like
this
what?
Year we're this year we're featuring some giraffes. No, not sorry. Misspoke. Some camels, which are part of Route 66. Wow. Kind of historic. Oh. Very interesting. We do have a capuchin monkey. So the Mojo's jungle is named after Mojo, the capuchin monkey. So he's active there. And then there's just lots of, I'm not an exotic animal expert, but there's that. We had a giraffe the last 2 years, Stanley. Sadly, he will not be joining us this year because he's too big for us. So, yeah. You know, he's got to be free.
When you said exotic, I thought it was like a crocodile.
There, I mean, there's things like that. There's exotic birds, you know. But then we have,
like, I don't want
right, because we're city girls. Like,
yeah, I know.
An animal. So then on the domestic,
I know nothing about animals.
A coyote.
<either.
laughs> That's not exotic. That's like Northeast LA.
But they are. I was almost run over one the other day. I was you have no shame. You're just crossing the
just
street.
Just crossing
now.
The street.
What?
But on the domestic animal side, we have a huge petting zoo. So we have something we call the Big Red Barn.
Where do you horse riding too?
We do pig. Pony? There's pig races. There are, I think, turkey calling contests. And there's a huge petting zoo. And so you get to see.
Turkey calling contest.
Yeah, you know, like. Like I'm not. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. I think that's more gallo. No, that's more like gallo. Turkey.
Globe.
Yeah. Well, you guys will have to come.
Gobble, gobble. We would totally lose that contest, Rusia.
But I think for me, to be honest, that was the one of the highlights for me last year. You know, I mentioned my parents are immigrants. They're both from Mexico. My dad, both my parents were born in ranchos. My dad kind of grew up on a rancho. My mom moved to the city when she was a kid. But seeing my dad kind of light up when he saw all the animals, you know, the burros and the vacas and the goats. And he was, you know, he's showing the kids of course are 9 months. So they're like, whatever.
Like
but to see,
out.
Yeah,
like blue.
But to see his excitement in showing them, like, oh, look, I used to milk cows, and this is how you make cheese, and you know, that's what I said. Like, I'm looking forward to seeing my kids grow up with the fair. Aww. Like, that's what I'm really excited about. Because there's so much intergenerational experiences that you can share, especially when you're, like I said, we're city girls, you know, so I'm not as exposed to that. But having the ability to expose my kids to where milk comes from, you know, where other things come from. And one of the fun stories that my boss likes to share. So apart from the regular fair, we also have a field trip program. So that runs on the weekdays. Field trips can come in with their schools. And it's a free field trip program. So we partner with schools. Fairplex provides funding to Title I schools to encourage Title I schools to bring their kids to the fair. But part of that last year was really interesting. We had a busload of kids from Pacoima come to the fair. You know, we were tracking them, and they were going to the Molino. So that we had a corn grinder. They were there. They're all having fun. Yeah. They don't know what they're doing. They're just grinding. And, you know, and so my boss tells one of the little boys, like, you know, that's where tortillas. That's how tortillas. And he's like, you mean I've been eating corn this whole time? Right, because as many kids, we're so far removed to how our food is produced.
That is
and
so true.
That's like the learning side of fair. And there's a lot of learning opportunities, which I think is really cool.
Download the app. Download the app. Okay, let's take a break.
Okay, first.
And then come back with our picker tip of the week.
Yeah, for real.
Thank you.
All right, Cielo. What is your real pick of the week? Your real. No, what is your other?
Additional.
What is your additional pick of the week?
Amazon Prime.
Oh, girl.
Yes.
Especially at the beginning when I like could not leave the house. Mm-hmm. The delivery of everything to your door, invaluable.
Yeah.
So I remember my mom thinking, like, where are all these boxes coming from? You know, like every day there was an Amazon package at the door. So setting up the recurring delivery for diapers, for the diaper genie bags, very important diaper genie bags. But all of those necessities that you don't think about before kids that are like ultimate necessities once you have kids.
Yeah,
having those things on the recurring schedule, just having, knowing that you'll, whatever you order, you'll get in a day or two.
Or in an hour or, with Prime Now.
Prime Now. So that is my pro tip.
Yeah.
Twin moms.
A few weeks ago, I went to her house, remember? And I was like, oh my God, my daughter doesn't have a swimming thing. And she said Prime, and I got to her house. By the time I was there, there was already a bag.
Dude.
With her cleaning supplies.
Well, you know, there was a minute.
Well, that's the thing.
I was like, either I go do this or I go shopping. You just do this and then that's it.
That's it.
What's your tip?
My tip, my pick this week is going to be, I never really do beauty tips, but I was suffering of a lot of ojeras because the baby, baby.
Yes. Under eyes.
Under eyes. So my sisters recommended, it's called a banana bright cream. I can't pronounce the brand. Ole Henriksen. You know, we'll link it on the show notes on supermamas.com.
But forgive her ESL.
Okay. Sorry, yes, ESL. I'm an ESL student.
Me too.
But it's a it's an under eye cream, and it's called the banana cream. I put it on, I think May, June, July, August, because mom came in May for 3 months, and my under eyes have really improved, and I really like it. I put it every morning and every night, and I really see a difference in my under eyes. And I bought a package that had like a moisturizer and a face wash, and I really, really like the whole little packet. My favorite is the banana cream, and but the moisturizer also. And the face wash smells like bubble gum. I love it. So that's my tip.
Love. Well, my tip is going to be sunscreen, just because we're talking about the fair and like things that we would need for the fair. And
can we post a picture of your dream driving?
I'll post it. I'll post it on the show notes. But I actually have like a travel size spray, like SPF 50 spray that you can put like over your makeup. Like if, because I know some women like don't go out the street without makeup. So like if you just spray this over it, it could just, you can just continue applying it. And you guys, you have to apply SPF every 80 minutes or every like 2 hours. Sometimes we leave the house with SPF and we think that's enough. So you have to be reapplying. So the spray, and the brand is called Super Goop, but you can just, it's just get yourself like a little spray SPF that you can keep in your bag.
I am adding that to my fair kit.
Yes, that's what I was going to tell you. When you go to the fair, take it with you so you can put it, because you're going to be there all day.
Oh, yeah, girl. Every 80 minutes, put your alarm on.
I have an additional,
thank you so much.
Additional tip.
Okay.
We are having a giveaway.
Oh, my God, yes.
For a, I think it's four tickets to the fair. So check our Instagram posts for that. That's another tip. A giveaway for the LA Fair.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
I'm so happy I met you. Thank you so much.
Tell where can they find you if they want to talk to
you? Yes, where can they find you? Let us have, where can people get more information about the Fairplex?
How can we follow
Instagram
you guys?
Instagram handle. Where can people?
So fairplex.com is our general website, but that's the website that people will be referring to most often now is the LA County Fair. So www.lacountyfair. We have Facebook and Instagram for both of those. So both for Fairplex, the organization, and for the LA County Fair as our signature event. Yes.
Instagram.
Lots of Instagram. LA County Fair.
Awesome.
LA County Fair. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hashtag Fair Kicks.
Oh, hashtag Fair Kicks. Hey.
Find us there.
I'll see you at the fair. Hey, sisters. Thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on supermamas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram at _supermamas and on Twitter, also at _supermamas, and in el Face at Supermamas Podcast.
Also, stay tuned for next week's episode with Yesenia Mendoza Menchaca from Somos Parents Podcast. We talk about what conscious parenting is all about, her summer series on deconstructive parenting, and the important relationship between self-care and parenting.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your Supermama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Call into our hotline, 424-329-3707, and leave us a message or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love
and see you next week, Supermamas!